Hi, Mark here. Welcome to the July 2nd, 2012 Armed American Radio National Broadcast. Ready for some free stuff? I've been teasing free stuff for a while. Here we go for the first time. This week from Armed American Radio sponsor Penny Gun Auction, in conjunction with me and all of us here at Armed American Radio, you can head over to PennyGunAuction.com and pick up 20 free bids to be used on a firearm auction in the future of your choice. Register this week only. This week only. Simply register. Register on the site. Registration is absolutely free, and use the promo code AARPOD and you'll receive 20 free bids. Use them for an auction of your choice anytime in the future. Have some fun on us and you may win the gun of your choice for literally pennies on the dollar. Thanks for listening to Armed American Radio and stay tuned each week for more free stuff. Enjoy this week's show and I'll see you on the radio.
Coming to you from the Armed American Radio Studios on Peachtree Street in downtown Atlanta, this is Armed American Radio. Here is Mark Walters.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Our arms are wide open for you if you carry a firearm, or if you're considering carrying a firearm, if you own a firearm, if you believe in the right to carry a firearm. This is your home on the radio dial. All things concealed carry come together right here. Just a vast network of wealth. In the previous hour, we had Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters, on. He's such a great guy. His products are so good. Well, I got another email here. Heck, let me read this. It's in here somewhere. Crossbreeds. Mark, please tell Mark Craighead for me that his products are great. I have three of his old holsters and two belts, and all are great. When my wife gets her new gun, their products will be first in line to get her business. Great stuff. That's from Dan here in the Atlanta area. But why is it important to bring a guy like Mark on it and tell you what we're doing with a partnership? Because this is the ultimate resource for the armed citizen. You need a home. You need a place to go. I know when I started carrying a firearm 26, 27, 28 years ago, there wasn't anything like this. I had nowhere to turn. You were pretty much on your own. It was prior to the landmark 1987 Florida law. There was no U.S. Concealed Carry Association. What a beautiful thing, U.S. Concealed Carry Association, where you could go to one stop and find everything you need to know. And it's just exploded to magazines, national radio broadcasts, joint efforts, national television. Mark's television show, Trigger Time, is a great example. I participate on American Trigger Sports Network television. We'll be doing some more filming in July and August for the upcoming season, where we're talking about your right to defend your life and all things firearm ownership. So having said that, when you have an opportunity to talk with a guy like Mark Craighead and bring him here and expand the wealth of knowledge to you, and to show you what's available to you as an individual who's made a decision to carry a firearm. Look, we all face the same thing. I don't want to carry the big gun. It's too heavy. Well, quit your complaining. Tune into Armed American Radio. Visit us on the web at armedamericanradio.com. Join the United States Concealed Carry Association, the Home Defense Association of America. Check out Rob Pincus's work, Concealed Carry Magazine, and all of that information is there for you. Sean, are you still there? Are you available?
Yes.
How are you today?
I'm doing pretty good.
What's the temperature down there in Texas, Houston? Houston. Dallas. Sorry about that. That's right, I know.
Come on now. No, it's actually probably about 90. It's doing pretty good. Now, last week, we got up to 106, and let me tell you something. That's hot.
Yeah, 106 is hot. But Phoenix, you're listening. You're laughing at us.
Yeah.
You know, oh, but it's a dry heat. Yeah, so is my oven. There's nothing dry about 112 degrees in the shade.
Oh, no.
It's hot.
No.
It gets hot in Phoenix. Mm-mm. No, but it's a dry heat. They don't have the humidity.
See, I can work with cold, but hot.
I don't know, come wintertime. It's like, you know, what's better, a Big Mac or a Whopper? Depends on which one you're eating.
No, not for me.
If you're hungry and you're eating that, you know, you like this. What's better, the salad or the steak? Depends on what you're eating at the time and how hungry you are. makes no difference. You know, the House leaders are planning to sue this bum, Eric Holder, to get the papers that they need. This guy is incredibly arrogant, say the least. Now, we're not going to tip our hat here. David Kodria will be back. He took a break last week to spend some time with his family on the passing of his dad. And he's back now. And boy, oh boy, do we have... His take is just brilliant. If you listen to the show on a regular basis, David Kodria, you know, helped break this story with Mike Vanderbilt 18 months ago, probably later. But boy, ooh, if you want to get the inside dope on what's going on, Sean, at the DOJ, ladies and gentlemen, this is the place to be in about another 20 minutes when David comes on. And he'll stay with us through the hour and into the roundtable also. Sean, did you see Florida's going to defy the Obamacare ruling?
I see that. And I'm pretty sure Texas Tejas is going to be doing the same thing. It would shock me if they don't.
Yeah, I saw Pam Bondi on a television show over the last few days. I like Pam Bondi.
Yeah.
Tried to get her on the show when she was running. Chickened out, Armed American Radio. You know, she was Hillsborough County when I lived in Tampa, Florida for many, many, many years.
Mm-hmm.
She is. She was Hillsborough County's prosecuting attorney. She was a lead dog. And we tried to get her on when she was running for state attorney general and Armed American Radio, and she's a big Second Amendment proponent. We didn't think she'd run. She was just busy. I didn't say she ran away. She didn't run away and tuck tail like a liberal liar, right?
Like Jesse High Jackson, yes.
Like Jesse High Jackson?
Yes.
You got one for Al? What's one for Al?
Oh, yeah, Al Charlton.
Al Charlton Sharpton or just Al Charlton?
Just Al Charlton.
And then, yeah.
And then Ben Jealous. Of course, that's his real name, but he's just Jealous.
Ben Jealous.
Yeah. He's a president over the NAACP.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I thought you were talking about something about Al Sharpton there.
No, he's just a charlatan.
WSUE, California, we're coming to you about the 15th of this month, adding another California station. People don't think California is big in the concealed carry world. Let me tell you something. There are a lot of counties inside California's borders where you can get a concealed permit. A lot of conservative counties in California.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't understand that.
Well, look who pursued the Fast and Furious. He's from California.
Darrell Issa.
Darrell Issa, yeah.
Listen, he's a politician, and I tip my hat to him. But I know more than the average Joe about what's going on behind the scenes with this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm glad he did what he did. It needed to be done. It should have been done a lot sooner than it was. See, I'm tipping my hat. I don't want to do that. We're going to talk with David about that. I don't want to run off my notes on that. Let's just kind of hang tight on that, okay, Sean? And we'll deal with that.
Okay, we'll deal with that later.
Yeah, but we're adding new stations in California. We've got new stations coming on in Reno. Really thrilled about that. And I love that because I get to sit and do the promos tomorrow. And we have a whole bunch of them to do for new stations, and that's great.
That's a beautiful thing, as you say.
It is a beautiful thing. It's a very beautiful thing. We've added stations in Georgia. I mean, we'll go down some of the list. But we got to talking, Sean, about Sturgis.
Yes.
And heading up there and maybe up into Sundance, Wyoming.
Absolutely.
The road tour, let's take it out to Albuquerque. We're not afraid of the heat.
No.
We thrive on the heat. Don't you?
Well, I don't know about that. But I can, you know, on a road trip and something like this.
We'll go to gun-friendly places.
Yes.
And sometimes make our presence known in gun-unfriendly places. Because you have to poke them in the eye. The Brady campaign, they got every one of our press releases on our growth.
Mm-hmm.
They don't like to respond. I'll tell you something. I can't wait for the day, Sarah Brady. Because you poke her enough.
She'll bite. She'll bark.
I got to give her credit. She's like a weeble wobble. Boom. She kind of floats back up, bounces back up, floats back up, bounces back up, floats back up. And there she is again. She's kind of looking at you with that blank painted stare on that plastic face. But if you read any of her tweets, she's losing her marbles.
Yeah.
Follow her on Twitter. I got a ton of emails from a lot of you who listen to the program regularly. And I tell you, go over and get on the Brady campaign. Join their site. Get on their email list.
Well, that's how you stay informed. You see what the other side's doing.
Well, you watch MSNBC religiously.
Yes, I couldn't
stomach that. I don't know how you do it.
Because I know what they're saying is not true, and that it just motivates me more to try to get the word out and let people know what, you know, what's going on.
Yeah, I guess. But you do that for a couple other things.
Yeah.
You know, from a business standpoint, that you have to.
Yeah.
Probably have a number of television feeds coming in on a regular basis, right, because of the fact that you're in the media.
Absolutely.
And you do these things. And it's great to have your voice here on Armed American Radio. Believe me, it's always fun to get your perspective. And a lot of times you and I don't have an opportunity to talk during the day, so everything that we're discussing on the air is literally right off the cuff.
Yes.
And that's what makes it interesting.
Yes.
But when you join the Brady campaign, and I say the Brady campaign, there are others. You can look at your state's anti-gun, gun-hating, gun-freakazoid, hating, freedom-hating zealots. They're everywhere. And you know who they are because they get the media play in your area. The little one lone wolf guy who calls himself the Florida Coalition to Stop Gun Violence, whatever that kook's name is down there in Wesley Chapel, Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And the St. Pete Times goes to him. He's got no members. He's got no money. He's got nothing. He's a loudmouth. I'm not even going to tell you his name. But the media gives him this big voice. Join these organizations if you can. Get in there and find out, infiltrate, find out what they're up to so that you know what your enemies of freedom are doing. This is the Armed American Radio Network. We'll be back with Parson Rafe. We'll talk about God and guns in just a few minutes. That ought to get them good.
Hey everybody, Mark here to tell you about three new DVDs for your personal firearms defense training. And get this is a major announcement. The Personal Defense Network is now making three essential full-length training DVDs available to the general public. You'll discover dozens of effective personal defense strategies from Rob Pincus and the Personal Defense Network's lineup of instructors. In these DVDs, get this, you'll discover techniques you'll need when confronted with extreme close-quarter shooting situations, including the engagement of multiple threats. You'll also see how to shoot from unorthodox positions, such as while seated or lying on the ground. The third DVD in this package demonstrates skill development drills that you can take to your local range to help fine-tune your shooting and self-defense skills. To order this powerful 3-DVD set for 50% off the already low price, visit armedamericandvdoffer.com right now. You'll receive your 3 DVDs for only $29.95 plus shipping and handling. Go to armedamericandvdoffer.com. Check it out now.
The Galco SC2 is the perfect concealed carry holster for all seasons. The SC2 is lightweight and comfortable with a snap-on design that allows the holster to attach and detach from your belt without removing the belt itself. Constructed of premium saddle leather, the SC2 utilizes a reinforced thumb brake strap for added retention. Check out the Galco SC2 for semi-automatics and double-action revolvers. Galco, for those who demand the best and know the difference. To order, visit galcogunleather.com.
Ever wish you could find a concealed carry holster that allows wearing the clothing of your choice with absolutely no restrictions on body movements? A concealed carry holster that provides such deep concealment that no one will know you're carrying unless you tell them. The world-famous Smart Carry Holster does just that, while providing complete invisibility, total comfort, and freedom of movement, even when carrying a full-size handgun. Make your gun disappear in total comfort today. Visit smartcarry.com now.
Armed American Radio has joined forces with Gander Mountain and Gander Mountain Academy Firearms Training Centers. Gander Mountain is America's largest retail network of outdoor supply stores and one of the nation's largest retailers of firearms and shooting supplies. Staffed with world-class instructors, virtual shooting ranges, indoor live fire ranges, and 180 and 300-degree simulators, Gander Mountain Academy provides the ultimate firearms training experience. For a list of locations, visit gandermountain.com/academy now.
The new Tac Slide by Galco Gun Leather combines steer hide and kydex together for a fast, concealable, and economical holster design. The Tac Slide mates a kydex holster pocket to a slotted steer hide backplate with an open top and neutral cant to provide the fast and smooth draw. With 1 3/4 belt slots, the Tac Slide is worn close to the body for maximum concealment and comfort for under $40. Visit usgalco.com today. That's usgalco.com.
Ammo.net is the official ammunition retailer of Armed American Radio. Why? Because Ammo.net donates 1% of every purchase to your chosen pro-freedom organizations at no cost to you. The next time you want to support great organizations like the NRA or Soldiers Angels, be sure to buy your ammunition from Ammo.net. You'll get great pricing on all your favorite calibers along with super fast shipping. Plus, you'll be treated to five-star customer service by one of our friendly American customer support staff. Armed American Radio's official ammunition dealer is Ammo.net. That's Ammo.net.
Old Faithful Holsters, designed to be as reliable as their Yellowstone National Park namesake. Made from the highest quality American leather and ultra-strong kydex, we use only the most durable materials available and put our 50-year warranty where our mouth is. Have a gun you'd love to carry but can't find a holster? Purchase one of our holster kits and build it yourself. To purchase a fully assembled holster for your carry gun or to build one yourself, visit oldfaithfulholsters.com now.
This segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by the Gun Owners of America, America's no-compromise gun lobby. Become a member today. Visit gunowners.org. Join them, folks. I did. Welcome back.
Welcome back to the show. I said WSUE in California, I believe. See, that's what I get going off my brain cells instead of going off of my notes. It's KSUE, and KSUE is in Susanville, California. You're going to be tuning into the Armed American Radio Network. Man, are we thrilled to have you guys out there. Love getting California listeners. KSUE, 1240 AM, joins the show next week. Really looking forward to it. KNNR, 1400 AM, Reno. Oh, welcome, baby. Welcome to the show. Sean, you know what that's like? When I forget to look at those notes like that, I just do that. I think I know what I'm doing here, right? I'm got all these screens in front of you, and you got all these little buttons and bells and whistles and lights.
Yes.
You know how it is. You're in front of them.
Oh, yeah.
And you're looking at one thing and talking over here, and you think it's radio. It's W something, right?
Yes.
It comes out.
Yeah, it does.
But
it
that's, does. You ever seen the movie Napoleon Dynamite?
Yes, I have.
It just makes you feel like, gosh, what an idiot. Some stay on the road. Somebody out there has seen that movie and about ran off the road. Not on my account, please. Kind of makes you want to say, dude, give me some of your tots. Our next guest, we're going to talk guns and God, and then I'm going to read an email I got from California, someone in Darrell Issa's district responding to what I said in the last segment. Let's talk with Parson Rafe. Parson Rafe is out in California, I do believe. Parson, how are you today?
I'm real good, thanks.
Tell us where you're at. Where are you right now?
We're in Idaho.
You're in Idaho. Okay, I knew you were out there in Pacific time out there somewhere, right?
Yep, that's right.
Okay, well, you're with Living Water Ministries, right?
That's correct.
Give me the full rundown. I'm going to turn the mic over to you because I had a really fascinating email exchange with you over the past few days. And the first thing that came to my mind about two emails into it was, man, you need to be on the show because I love this topic, God and guns. We have discussed it on the show before. And we intend on going a little bit deeper into this as time goes by. The floor is yours, my friend.
Well, hallelujah. Well, we're Living Water Ministries, and we're a network. We're a church. We also host a internet radio station that's called Edge of the Sword Radio. And we're pleased to host your program, as you know. We believe that the war for American independence, many people think that it was based upon economics. But if you get past the public school education, you'll realize that the majority of the Declaration of Independence lists moral values is what they were contending for. And the battle, one of the battle cries for the war for American independence was, I'll have no king but King Jesus. And these men were fighting for what they felt was their God-given rights. Their, you know, in the terms of the Declaration, inalienable rights, God-given rights, and that's what it was all about. And it's still going on today. And so, part of our thrust is preparing the people of God, Yahweh, to stand up to the challenge.
Parson, you have some fascinating commentary on your website about the preacher and the church. Can you tell us about it?
Oh, absolutely. Along with what I was just mentioning, it's a little known fact that the pastors during the colonial era were indeed pastors. You know, the word pastor means shepherd. And I'll read a little bit from our website that speaks of the role of a part of the role of the colonial pastor. All understood their peril and flew to their arms. Every man carried his musket to church, and they were stacked outside the door while a sentinel paced up and down. More than once, the long sermon was interrupted by the crack of the red man's gun and their wild whoops as they swarmed out of the woods. Springing down from the pulpit, the minister was among the foremost in beating the heathen back, and when quiet was restored, probably he resumed and finished his sermon. And so we see, you know, through this and many other accounts, that the pastor was indeed a shepherd, and firearms were certainly a vital part of shepherding.
You know, most people don't realize, and I enjoyed reading your website, most people don't well, you know what it is? You said we get past the public school education, Parson.
Yeah.
And Sean is chuckling here. See, I hear him in my ear. I don't know if your mic is live, but he's laughing in my ear.
Yeah, that's
You mean the government education? Is that what we're talking about here?
That's what I'm talking about.
There would be no revision of history going on there, yeah. Would there?
Well, just a little bit. Yeah.
I say that because in many that they will preach the fact, and many people, we've read books from people who have been discredited that claim that the gun was not, that the firearm was not what we make it out to be, or what we know it out to be in this romantic terms throughout our entire history here, and we know that not to be the case. In fact, many of those authors have been discredited. And you go, a lot of people don't realize, I spent some time up in Connecticut. A lot of people don't realize in some of those old churches up there that the gun racks are still there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In the back of the church.
That's absolutely correct. You know, many of us know about the Battle of Lexington Concord. Most of us don't know that it was the Reverend Jonas Clark that called the militia. He was the militia leader, or a militia leader. He called them to the church.
Right.
And that was the green where that occurred. And those kinds of stories are just all through colonial history.
I was referring specifically to, and I'm sure you know who I was talking about, is Michael Bellis Isles.
I'm not familiar with
Columbia University gave him the Bancroft Prize for his book Arming America, but they revoked that award after Clayton Kramer proved that his book was a fraud. And, of course, he was rewriting history from colonial days.
Well, I'm not familiar with that particular book, but I do know that you cannot pick up a modern history book and have it reflect history.
That's absolutely correct. I got a chuckle out of you. So when you get past the I was going to say government education, you get past the public school education. He was actually a professor, if I'm not mistaken, at Emory University. We'll check that out. Parson, I want to thank you for coming on. I know it was short notice for you. We got together a week. It's been a busy week for me and one for you. But I intend on having you back on this program and digging a little bit deeper into some of the things you're doing over on your website. In 5 seconds or less, where can people find you?
www.edgeofthesword.com.
Edgeofthesword.com. Armed American Radio. We'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
My dad's Mercedes Z-Class has 26,000 miles on it, but I'm taking it to a billion zillion.
Of all the things you hand down to your children, very few will be of the quality of a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Because a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz is 100% through and through a Mercedes-Benz. And right now, during our certified pre-owned sales event, you can get exceptional 1.99% financing on select models. Every one of our certified pre-owned vehicles undergoes a rigorous inspection by factory-trained technicians to ensure it meets the uncompromising standards of Mercedes-Benz. And considering we invented the automobile, those standards are indeed high. Plus, a warranty and roadside assistance for up to 5 years and 100,000 total miles. And now, with 3 months of Sirius satellite radio.
Thanks in advance, Dad.
Hurry into the Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned sales event, now through April 30th. And remember, if it's not at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer, it's not certified pre-owned.
See dealer or call 1-800-F4-MERCEDES for complete program, including certified pre-owned, limited warranty, and Sirius satellite radio details and limitations. Not all customers are qualified for advertised APR and are subject to prior credit approval.
As moms, we're all about keeping our families safe. Safe from scraped knees, bullies, and broken hearts. Safe from trashy TV shows and websites. And if they ever get sick, we want safe, dependable health care to help get them back on their feet. As a Christian mom, that's why I love MediShare. It's not insurance. It's a nationwide network of Christians who share each other's medical bills. We can choose our own doctors and pediatricians. But the best part is, MediShare members practice healthy, biblical lifestyles, which keeps costs down, way down. And for moms like me, that means real peace of mind.
To learn more, visit MediShare at medi-share.org or call us at 1-855-PSALM-81 today. That's 1-855-PSALM-81. MediShare, affordable biblical health care. Not available in Montana.
You know, weekdays and holidays are for catching up on sleep, right? Well, wrong. According to a nationwide Sleep Number survey, more than half of adult Americans do not get more sleep on the weekends. What you really need is a better night's sleep every night, like the deep restorative sleep you get on a Sleep Number bed. My Sleep Number is 95 to 100, and the suspended Sleep Number is, still confidential privileged information. The Sleep Number bed's exclusive dual-air technology lets you adjust your bed to your ideal firmness. Each side is adjustable, making it the perfect bed for couples. You'll only find the Sleep Number bed at a Sleep Number store. Queen mattresses start at just $699. Right now, you can enjoy the lowest prices of the season on the bed that can change your life and sleeping habits. Save an incredible $300 to $1,000 on selected bed sets. Hurry, the sale ends July 8th. There are 400 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find yours today by calling 1-800-339-1101. That number again, 1-800-339-1101. Don't forget to tell them I sent you.
This segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being sponsored by ArmsList.com, the net's largest free gun classifieds. If you have a gun you'd like to buy or sell, visit ArmsList.com today. Welcome back.
Welcome back indeed. ArmsList.com, that's a very cool place, and it's getting bigger and bigger and bigger every single day because of you. If you have a gun to buy or sell, ArmsList.com is the place to do it. The net's largest free gun classifieds. And I'm a big fan of free stuff. You hear me say that all the time. Welcome back to the show. This is going to be a fun half hour, but also very disturbing. Because David Codrey is coming back in just a second, and I'm not real sure I'm going to like what we're going to hear. David, first of all, welcome back to the program, and our thoughts and prayers are with your family on the passing of your father last week, and we made that mention on the air as well. I hope everything's well.
Mark, thank you very much. Yeah, I appreciate you doing that. I appreciate all the well wishes that I've gotten from my readers and from Armed American Radio listeners. And all I can say is that, you know what, I was talking to Sean about that, because I've been talking to Sean a lot before the program. The man's long suffering, and it was a long illness, is over, and we're able to temper the grief with the knowledge of what a blessing it was, number one, to have had it for so long, and number two, to have had my hero be my father. Okay, how many of us can really say that? So I've been very fortunate and very blessed, and I appreciate all the expressions of sympathy that have been sent our way.
Yeah, that was one heck of an obit, man.
Oh, did you read that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I've read it. Yeah. I read it from start to finish, and it was impressive, and I had a funny feeling you wrote that.
I wish that I could claim that, but that was my kid's sister who wrote that. I think she did just an excellent job. She passed it on to me for my critique, and I think that I made one or two minor, very minor suggestions, but that was all her work. I think she did a great job, and as I say, this was just something. The man lived a rich, full life. You know, I think I told Sean this too, that up until age 89, I would go out golfing with him on 18 holes. He would still shoot his age, and of course, I would shoot my weight. So.
Okay, well, we'll leave that right there, and we'll just kind of change the subject on that note. But yeah, our thoughts, of course, with your family and everything. And boy, I'll tell you, from reading that, the writing skills run in the family, no question about that. I would have put money on that being you. I kind of chuckled when I saw that, because I thought David did a great job with this. All right, David, before we get into the Fast and Furious stuff, I've got to talk about some fun stuff very quickly, because I'm afraid I'm going to be disturbed by what I'm going to hear from you over the next probably hour and a half here on Armed American Radio. Because it's easy for me to say that, because Eric Holder disturbs me just looking at him with what I know. It is truly sickening to me what's going on at the highest levels of this government and the Supreme Court as well. I was reading some very disturbing information on the flip-flop by John Roberts and what occurred in the court. Very disturbing stuff. But on a fun note, ladies and gentlemen, we had a really good time a few weeks back with Penny Gun Auction when the Ruger LC9 auction went off spontaneously and coincidentally while we were on the air with Penny Gun Auction. Sean, you remember that?
Oh, yeah, it's definitely.
That was a tremendous amount of fun. Ruger loved it. Penny Gun Auction loved it, and you loved it. The response to the auction was huge, and the Armed American Radio listener was able to participate in the auction, and we were able to give the price of the gun out while the auction was actually moving forward in real time, live, nationwide on the radio, and it was a tremendous amount of fun. That Ruger sold for $21.15.
Wow.
And because of the push, as we were doing this live on the air, it was happening in real time, the auction went on well beyond the duration of the live program, the broadcast. So as a result, I was unable to give you the price of the gun that it eventually sold for. I did last week as well, but it was $21.15. I was talking with Hank Whaley over the last couple weeks. We loved what happened. It was just fantastic for everybody involved. So we've decided to begin doing that once a month, where a live auction on Penny Gun Auction is actually going to go off live on the air, and we're going to follow the auction for you and with you live on the air. And hopefully, eventually, we'll get some callers. If one of those auctions happens to close down and win on the air, we'd love to get a call from the winner of the auction. So get registered at pennygunauction.com. It doesn't cost a thing. Just head to pennygunauction.com and register. Get up-to-the-minute information, find out when the auctions are going live. The next auction live on the air will be, we are tentatively talking about the broadcast on the 15th, the weekend of the 15th, and it will be a car, arms, firearm. Ooh, and if you know anything about those, $21 plus the cost of the bids? Are you kidding me? Okay, so pennygunauction.com. David, while you were out, a ton of breaking news. I don't even know where to begin. So let's just start with the contempt proceeding itself and lead into the incredible response from Eric Holder that gives him this month's Bonehead of the Week award on Armed American Radio.
Yeah, it's these are historic times, and with the contempt vote, and then with the reaction on the part of the Justice Department that basically says, we do not recognize that you have any authority in this, and we are not going to comply with the executive privilege that was enacted by the president. It's interesting now what the next step is going to be, and I have fears for the next step, because Speaker Boehner was talking about having their House lawyer file a motion to establish compliance, I guess. And the problem that I have with this, Mark, is that if this goes into a D.C. court and the court is sympathetic with the administration, as I'm afraid such a court will be, will we see justice done?
No, well, let me stop you. I'm going to interject as you go through this. We have already seen reports that the DOJ, of course, and we knew this was going to be the case, is refusing to prosecute Eric Holder. We knew that was going to happen. This was discussed, and this is one of those topics where the pundits, as they sit and make stuff up all day to fill a 24-hour news cycle, happen to be right. I think a brain-dead individual knew that no one within the DOJ or DOJ was going to recommend criminally prosecuting their boss.
Right.
So, we'll go from there.
And so if a court does not side with the House of Representatives on this, then what happens at that point? You know, all the Supreme Court has to do, and this is what has concerned me about Roberts' recent flirting with the dark side, is that all the Supreme Court has to do is not hear it. Now, there's another provision that David Hardy, attorney, author, was talking about on his blog, which is Of Arms and the Law. And Hardy, for the listeners, if you're not familiar with him, you ought to be. The man is just brilliant. And he has been seminal in making, helping behind the scenes with cases like Heller and things like that. He's also been a very good ear to go to when Mike and I have different things. We've gotten some excellent advice from him in the past. He's an uncredited hero in all of this. And he's talking about, well, you know, there's a jail cell unused still in the Capitol, and they could send the sergeant of arms to go and arrest Holder. Now, I don't think anybody thinks that that is going to happen. And the only other third option...
Well, they could have arrested Karl Rove, too.
Yeah, right. That's what Nancy says. She could have arrested him at any time.
I didn't mean to sidetrack you.
I'm wondering, under which Reich do you say that you can arrest Karl Rove at any time that you want? For what?
Yeah.
Okay. These people, they show their tyranny every time they open their mouths. Mm-hmm. And
well
I'm
said.
Afraid that the only alternate plan C that I can think of is that Congress, under its power, could in fact enact the militia to enforce the laws of the union, and I'd volunteer for that one, but unfortunately I don't think we're going to see that one happen either.
I can only hope that happens when I'm young enough to participate, for crying out loud. Hey, we've got an email here. I'll read it right now as we go into the break, from Rob out in California. Mark, I'm in Darrell Issa's district. He gets a letter from me at least twice a month. I sent him one today. I attend his events whenever I can. This man needs our attention and support. You are absolutely correct. Rob Morris, thank you very much. Armed American Radio will be right back with David Kodria.
Old Faithful holsters, designed to be as reliable as their Yellowstone National Park namesake. Made from the highest quality American leather and ultra-strong Kydex, we use only the most durable materials available and put our 50-year warranty where our mouth is. Have a gun you'd love to carry but can't find a holster? Purchase one of our holster kits and build it yourself. To purchase a fully assembled holster for your carry gun or to build one yourself, visit oldfaithfulholsters.com now.
Handguns Magazine calls it Pocket Thunder. The new CM40 from Carr Arms packs the powerful 40 Smith & Wesson in a firearm measuring only 4 inches tall and with a 3.1-inch barrel length. It weighs in at only 15.8 ounces. With a retail price of $517, the new CM40 from Carr Arms is Pocket Thunder indeed. To purchase the Carr Arms CM40, visit your local dealer or visit Carr Arms at kahr.com.
Hi, everyone. I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America, and we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.nrahq.org.
The Ruger SR22 is the do-it-all 22 pistol for the shooter who appreciates style and demands reliability. Easy to field, strip, and reassemble, the Ruger SR22 shoots a broad variety of 22 LR ammunition. It features an ambidextrous manual thumb safety decocking lever and magazine release, two options for grip, and a fixed white dot front sight and adjustable rear sight with reversible blade. The Ruger SR22, another American-made product from Ruger. The Ruger American Rifle. An American legend is born. The Ruger American Rifle is a 100% American-made firearm that offers outstanding performance at a great price. It features power bedding integral bedding blocks for outstanding accuracy, a Ruger Marksman adjustable trigger for a crisp and user-adjustable 3 to 5 pound trigger pull, a flush-fit 4-round rotary magazine for smooth, reliable feeding, and a 3-lug bolt with 70-degree throw for ample scope clearance and fast follow-up shots. The Ruger American Rifle. Another American-made product from Ruger.
Didn't think you could afford that new AR-15? Yes, you can. Check out the DTI-4 by Delton. The 16-inch M4 comes fully equipped with a collapsible stock, car handguards, A2 flash suppressor, cleaning kit, two 30-round magazines, a sling, and a beautiful hard-sided case, all under $760. Delton, priced right for any budget. DEL-TON.com. That's DEL-TON.com.
Galco's patented new V-Hawk tuckable inside-the-waistband holster reaches unheard-of heights in comfort, speed, stability, and versatility. Constructed of premium steer hide, the V-Hawk comes complete with leather belt loops and tuckable injection-molded hooks. The open-top design offers both speed and ease of draw, and the reinforced mouth offers one-handed return to the holster. Buy the V-Hawk from Galco at GalcoGunLeather.com today. That's GalcoGunLeather.com.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by Dissy Gear, makers of outdoor packs, fine custom shotgun cases and accessories, and custom-made leather gun belts. Visit Dissy Gear at DISSEgear.com today. Welcome back.
Dude, give me some of your tots. Gosh. Idiot. Well, stay between the ditches. Stay between the ditches. There's somebody out in Idaho knows exactly what I'm talking about.
That brings back some memories.
That is my kids. Just a riot. Absolute riot. We're talking with David Kodria. And David, I want to take you to the Supreme Court for just a moment, if I can.
Let's go.
You mentioned what happened. There are some reports. Let's tell you, I'll clue you in here. We're talking about what happened with John Roberts. And the healthcare decision, there are some reports circulating right now. And, you know, with the Supreme Court, they're historically tight-lipped. So it's unusual for this information to even make it into a headline. But there are some reports out there now that he had originally sided with the four conservative justices and changed his mind after lobbying from the four liberal justices. Now, we're discussing the Supreme Court of the United States. Four yes, four no, one in the middle, moves over to the no, begins being lobbied by the yeses, changes his opinion, the power of one man's decision at the U.S. Supreme Court. And, of course, we all know what happened. He rewrote the bill, judicial activism. We can call it that, I guess. I'll let you be the judge of that. Now let's take that to guns and the importance of this election and the Supreme Court, David, from what we've just seen, because we have said on this program and will continue to say it, the next president will pick two, probably or possibly three justices. This should concern you.
It does, and the thing that actually concerns me and scares the hell out of me is knowing that Roberts was a pick from the Republicans. And the other thing that scares me is knowing that when Romney was governor, his judicial picks were, I think I read something like 4-1, were basically agreed to and promoted by the Democrats. And you're absolutely right. And, of course, we know that what Obama's going to put in there is, you know, we know it's absolutely for certain that Obama is going to put in an enemy of the Second Amendment every chance that he gets. And I guess all I'm really saying is that, and we've talked about this before on Armed American Radio many times, that we need to see leadership from Romney to where he truly understands what our issue is, and I just need to see more leadership out of the guy, Mark.
Well, we're working to get him on the program as the election gets closer. He needs to talk to this audience, and we are going to continue to push for that, to get him on this broadcast so that he can speak to you and he can answer this question. David, I'd love to have you on the air with him when and if we can bring him on here, if he'll step up to the plate and join us on Armed American Radio, and I hope he will. But this is my concern regarding the Supreme Court. You're absolutely correct. I have a number of concerns about the Supreme Court. But what is very disturbing about this is that the reports unfolding as we speak right now are that when Roberts switched his vote and decided to rewrite the legislation from the bench and call it a tax when it wasn't called a tax, and we all know the lies going, deception going on, let's take this to firearms. Everybody says, well, you know, it was Chief Justice Roberts is very pro-gun. Really? Or is he pro-lobbied, David? Can he be swayed? We've seen something inside the Supreme Court now that, as a firearms owner, disturbs me beyond anything I've seen. The importance of these picks coming up in the next election or in the next term will literally determine, could literally determine, the NRA has been saying this for months, your firearms freedoms futures, period.
Yeah, and again, you know, I keep coming back to, you know, there's no question that on the whole, the Republicans have done a better job for American gun owners than the Democrats have by a long shot. There's hardly any question about it. I'm still fuming at the two Republicans who voted no against a contempt vote, particularly because one of them was my own representative, Steve LaTourette of Ohio, and I had actually called his office the day before the contempt vote,
right,
and the legislative aide was not able to tell me how he was going to vote, and I can't believe that you can't tell me this at this point in time. You know, I'm expecting to see leadership from this guy, and he turned around and gave the no vote on that. And I'm trying to determine now what the next step is going to be, because I'm just fuming over this. There's no excuse for it as far as I'm concerned.
Well, you stay in their face. You know, much like the letter writer that from Rob out in California moments ago, Markham and Darrell Issa's district, he gets a letter from me at least twice a month. I sent him one today. I attend his events whenever I can. This man needs our attention and support, and he's correct about that. And you stay in their face. Emails, great. Phone calls, better. A handwritten letter with a licked stamp, yeah, they still exist. The best. That's the best. When they get a handwritten letter, it generally makes it to the desk. It's read.
And I'd just like to interject, because I've heard some people expressing doubts about ISA, and all I can say is that, you know what, there's a lot of things going on still with ISA that are not being talked about yet in the media, and I think that his move to put what he put in about the wiretaps into the congressional record and rely on speech and debate to protect him was gutsy, was brilliant,
right,
was well played. And while I have doubts about some people being squishy within the Republican leadership, I'm very, very pleased with what I've seen out of Chairman Issa.
So far, absolutely, no question about it. I throw that question out there because I have to. How much politics is Darrell Issa playing in here? I don't know. But I can tell you right now, there's politics being played because he's a politician. To what extent? Not sure yet. I think that remains to be seen, David. That's going to play out. It's going to play out in particular between now and November 6th. No question about that.
Well, he and Grassley are hopping mad. They're moving now to there was another letter that he sent out to protest against whistleblower retaliation.
Right.
This is something else that I hope to be able to talk to your listeners about within a very short period of time.
Well, I'm pleased with what he's done. You're right. Gutsy is a great word. I think brilliant is the more operative word. It was a brilliant move to put that in the congressional record. Sean, you have been following this religiously. I know you have. You've read it, reread it, watched it, rewatched it. What were your thoughts?
Just appalling at what was going on. Nancy Pelosi and Jay Carney, I'm just floored. Nancy said Brian Terry's name one time.
Right. Yeah, and she flubbed it.
And she flubbed it.
Right.
All right, listen. David,
yes.
Yeah. Let's discuss briefly in the remaining time that we have the walkout from the Democrats from the floor of the House, their refusal to vote in the contempt, and the absolutely, I can't say the word on radio.
As far as I'm concerned,
abhorrent statement.
Yeah, they walked out on Brian Terry.
They walked out on his family. They literally walked out on the man's family. And to stand there and see Steny Hoyer and Maxine Waters and the usual suspects makes me want to say, gosh, idiots. That's about all I can say on national radio. David, you're going to stick around for the roundtable. We've got about 20 seconds left. You're going to stick around. You're going to be here. We have a lot more to talk about. We're going to let our hair down with you. You've been listening to the Armed American Radio Network. I'm your host, Mark Walters. When we come back, will the ogre be here? We don't know. George, give us a call. David Kodria will be here, and we'll be discussing current events. Remember, carry on, carry often, and carry everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. No self-respecting caveman would be caught empty-clubbed. We'll be right back after these messages.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org.
Here I come again now, baby, like a dog in heat. Tell it to me by the camera now, baby.
If credit card debt has you down, nonprofit Trinity Debt Management can help. Trinity will consolidate your bills into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, stop collections calls, wipe out late fees, and drastically reduce your interest. You'll pay thousands less than you originally owed. It's not a loan. It's a way to become debt-free and improve your credit score. So call the Trinity Debt Relief Hotline at 1-800-936-5496. They'll explain their proven program to you with no pressure, just practical solutions and hope for tomorrow. Are you ready to pay off your credit cards in less time for less money? Then call for a free no-obligation debt analysis and become debt-free for keeps. If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496. That's 1-800-936-5496. Call now. Or visit MyDebtHasMeDown.com.
Trinity.
1-800-936-5496.
Hi, this is Janet Mefford. More than 2 million people conduct spiritual searches online every single day. And through the Ministry of Global Media Outreach, they can find the good news of Jesus Christ. Global Media Outreach shares the gospel with hurting people from across the world online 24/7. But there are millions more to reach. Won't you help? With your gift of just $50, you'll help Global Media Outreach impact 500 people with the gospel online. So please call 877-578-2464. That's 877-578-2464. Please call now.